Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Navien, enjoy spa-like comfort. Save big on your water bill. Tankless, save space too. TanklessMadeSimple.com. TanklessMadeSimple.com. So, very good first round of the playoffs. Just the fandom in Madison Square Garden last night, and tonight Suns. We got everything. We got a really, really even series between two teams with no shot to win. Atlanta, New York. We've got a really even series between the Suns and the Lakers that feels like the Lakers are favored. But then we got a team that's totally folding in the Clippers, so we could have a massive upset. You know, then we've got a rollover series where, you know, Boston has no shot to beat. So we're getting a little bit of everything in the playoffs. And let's bring in Chris Broussard, Fox Sports NBA analyst. So it's funny, like, you can make arguments both ways. I picked the Knicks to win the series late, six or seven games. I think they have a deeper soul. They know exactly what they are. I think Atlanta's more talented. But when you watched that game last night, who do you have winning this thing and why?
No, I agree with you. I picked the Knicks in seven, and which obviously a seven-game series you feel could go any way. And I agree. Atlanta has the more talented offensive players. They've obviously got the most dynamic player at this point, which is Trae Young, who I think, Colin, this series, win or lose, if he continues to play well, this series is going to make him a star and a celebrity.
Yeah.
Not quite a superstar yet, because you got to win at a high level for that. But, yeah, it's making him this generation's Reggie Miller light.
Yeah.
I say light because it's the first round, it's the first meeting. But this is great for Trae Young. Yeah. I hope he understands that. But – Atlanta's got more offensive talent, but the Knicks, the veterans, they have the toughness. Obviously, they're supposed to be more of a defensive team, even though they've had trouble stopping Trae. I do think they get this in a hard-fought series, and they can feel good. And I've talked to somebody in the organization today. They do feel good because they're like, hey, Julius Randle hasn't even gotten it going.
Right.
Julius Randle shooting 29%. And we've got a split. So they expect Randle to emerge in these next two games, and that should give them an advantage, they feel. Here's what I say about Randle. yes, he better do that. Like, he better emerge, because if he continues to play this way, all that goodwill, all that reputation, you know, regeneration that he did this season is going to be gone. And if he continues to play this poorly, people will look at him as an imposter as far as a franchise leading player who just happened to have a great year under Tom Thibodeau. So Randall's got to step up.
Yeah, in a weird way, it's good for the Knicks. The ideal situation, Randall plays poorly and the Knicks win, so they don't feel trapped and they can go, listen, Julius, we can't pay all that money. We love you, but gosh, look what you did. So sometimes for a team, you know, it's better for the Knicks that Randall struggles a little bit and they win, and I agree with you, they will win. Now, it's interesting. Joy and I were on this for a month. We kept saying, be careful with the Clippers and the Mavericks. Clippers are the better team. They are atrocious late. They have no direction. Well, boom, this is what they are. I think the series is over. I really do. Do you?
Yes, I do. I picked them in seven. I thought it would be tough. But, yeah, I think it's over. I don't think they have the mental toughness and fortitude to come back from an 0-2 deficit, especially on the road.
Yeah.
And we know Paul George can get in his own head and he questions himself. That's why he struggles in the playoffs, because mentally he kind of gets shook. And Kawhi's not a leader. As great as he is, he's not a leader. He makes sure he's ready, but he's not really getting everybody else ready. And he is not showing the example of I'm going to do whatever it takes to win this series, because he won't go ahead and guard Luka. You know, tell Ty Lue, give me Luka. Don't switch. I'm fighting over picks. And when I'm not on him, PG can guard him. You fight over picks. Stop all of this foolish switching half the time when it's not even necessary because the picks are soft. But, yeah, they are in trouble. And here's the proof of the mental weakness, Colin. They ended the regular season as the best three-point shooting team in the league at 41%. These first two games, they shoot 33%. So you could do it in the regular season, but not when the heat and the pressure is on in the playoffs. They were the top free throw shooting team in the regular season. In game one, they go 1-4 down the stretch of a close game from the free throw line. So you see the signs of them being a mentally weak team, and you can't come back from 0-2 down as a mentally weak team. Now, on paper, they're better than Dallas, but I think at this point, Dallas is the better team. They don't look as good on paper, but Luka's the best player in the series. They know what they want to do. Rick Carlisle's out coaching Tyronn Lue right now. They've beaten them 4 out of 5 times this year, 3 of them by double figures.
Yeah.
And so I just think Dallas has got them. The question is, will the Clippers avoid the sweep?
You know, if Chris Paul was healthy, I think the Suns would lead the series 2-0. I do think they match up well with the Lakers. I mean, KCP, Kuzma gave you nothing last game. Where do you kind of stand on game 3 tonight with that series?
I'm going to go with the Lakers. I picked the Lakers in 5 when this series started. Even if the Lakers had lost game 2, Colin, I still would have thought the Lakers were going to win the series. I think LeBron, like on offense, it looks like he's not even breaking a sweat.
I know.
It really does. Now, I give him credit. He is hustling on defense, and so is AD, especially in those, you know, gut-wrenching times where they got to get a stop. They were able to do that. But I love what LeBron's doing. He looks like the elder statesman out there, the chess master who, yeah, doesn't have the athleticism right now, at least, that he's used to, and hasn't been able to overwhelm them with his athleticism, isn't going to the basket because I think he's wondering, can I even finish in there with the trees in there? But yet his jump shot has all of a sudden, it's just falling with great frequency, and he's making every right play in the half court. So I think as the playoffs go on, and you would think he gets his athleticism back, he's going to be playing even better. But look, I like the Suns. I will say this. The Lakers have not demoralized them.
No.
You know, usually in a series, there comes a point where one team knows, both teams know, okay, they're just better. We're going to lose. Phoenix is not at that point. Even with Chris Paul hampered, Because Devin Booker can rightly think to himself, I've been the best player in this series so far. Right. They can't stop me. And DeAndre Ayton, Colin, he looks like the perfect big man for today's NBA.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very impressed with the way he's playing. Those two, obviously Booker's already a star. Ayton's coming along. They got a good future. This will be a good series for them, but they're going to lose.
By the way, the Westbrook incident last night, you talked to a lot of NBA players and execs. I mean, you can ban fans for life. When you talk to people about fans and unruly behavior, somebody spit on Trae Young, is there a way to stop it? I mean, it seems like it is worse now. And some of it, I wonder if America's been cooped up for 2 years in their house and we don't know how to act. You're hearing airlines complain about unruly passengers. There's more fights at airports. Miami airports had like three brawls. And I'm thinking, is it just young people have been cooped up? They got all this energy. They don't know how to act. I mean, what is the, when you talk to insiders in the league, what do they make of the behavior of some of these fans lately?
Well, they're certainly upset. And obviously, we're in a racially charged moment, right? With George Floyd and the player protest and the Black Lives Matter and all that stuff on the court and everything. And the racial element is one that people see, you know, because most of the fans are at NBA games are white. Most of the players are black. And so, you know, we don't know these individuals. We don't know that they're racially motivated. But the player, look, some fans feel like as long as I don't say the N-word, it's not racism.
Yeah.
And players don't see it that way. And remember, just a day ago, Kyrie brought up race in Boston. And it's ironic that this would happen a day after that. But that's an element that is never far from the surface for African-Americans in general, because you don't know if it's racism or not, but you do see the disrespect. And because of the history of the country, you think it very well could be, or it just is racism. So there's that. The players want the league to come down. Because you've seen, Colin, I mean, obviously, Russell Westbrook wanted to get up in the stands.
Right.
LeBron tweets, if the shoe was on the other foot, what would happen? Almost saying like, hey, if it's good for the fans to do it, why can't players respond accordingly? And none of us want players to be able to go in the stands. I don't care what the fans do. We don't want a replay of the Malice at the Palace. But that's why the players are like, the league has to take care of it. You have to make the penalty so strong that the fans are like, there's no way I'm doing this, because I don't want to not be able to go into that arena for anything, a basketball game, a concert, whatever, for the rest of my life. So that's why they want the league to come down strong on these things.
Good stuff. Well thought out. Chris Broussard, thanks, buddy.
All right, Colin.
Good stuff.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Got Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. You're still running your business on QuickBooks? It's more like quicksand. Slow old software. Switch to NetSuite.com/herd. NetSuite.com/HERD. Joy Taylor with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herd Line News.
Adam Vinatieri is calling it a career. He announced that he is retiring at the age of 48, 24 seasons in the NFL. He's walking away as the league's all-time leading scorer, and he has the most Super Bowls of any kicker in history with 4. He was selected to the NFL's 100th anniversary team, most total games played regular and postseason, 29 career game-winning kicks, 10 are in overtime, which is the most in NFL history. He's the only NFL player in history to score 1,000-plus points with 2 different franchises. Pretty incredible career. He also had 2 game-winning field goals in Super Bowls 36 and 38.
Well, you can play to 48 and you don't get tackled. It's a pretty good gig.
Yes, yes. But he was an all-time great at that gig. So yeah. Congratulations to Adam Vinatieri on an incredible career. So Washington is going into the season, bless you, with Ryan Fitzpatrick as their quarterback. He's clearly not the long-term plan at the position, but Ron Rivera thinks that the supporting cast around Fitzpatrick will be enough for them to be successful.
One of the positions we relied on so heavily was quarterback in Carolina in terms of our entire offense. Here, we don't necessarily have to rely on the quarterback because we've got, we do have a lot of good weapons around our QB position. We improved at receiver. We improved at tight end. We improved at running back. There's a different group of guys, but I feel we're in better position than we were last year.
There was a time in the NFL where you could be average or mediocre at quarterback and still make a lot of noise because of the rest of your team or maybe because one side of the ball was complete.
Well, you could get to Stan Humphries got to a Super Bowl. Rex Grossman got to a Super Bowl. Brad Johnson got – you could not only be successful, you get to Super Bowls being really, kind of marginal. I mean, not to criticize those guys, but not having a star.
Yeah. I don't think that's the case anymore.
Nick Foles punctures our argument, but by and large, they had home field advantage in Philly based on Carson Wentz playing the first 10 games. So it's very, very hard. It's the league rules now are so offensive that whoever's touching the ball most on offense, quarterback, dictates the outcomes.
And I would say Nick Foles was pretty good. Like, it's not like he was playing terrible.
Well, he had a great Super Bowl.
Right. So it's not like he was, like, playing terrible or playing average and the rest of the team compensated for it. So,
well, there used to be some – there was an old saying that, a win is not a quarterback stat. I used to believe that forever. Now it is. Like, it's all changed. Like, a win now is a quarterback stat. That's why – if you go look at division winners, it's mostly all the best quarterbacks who win because a quarterback can't overcome a disaster, but there are very few disasters in the front office in the NFL. Most are competent.
Sure. And Washington has a great roster and certainly an incredible defense, but this is not a sustainable plan for your organization either. So while you can get to a Super Bowl and win with someone like Nick Foles, even though Carson Wentz put them in that position, what happened to the Eagles since then?
Yeah.
Are they still there?
Yeah.
They're still, we don't even know if they're, I think they're going to finish last in the division. So you can win a division like that. You can maybe win a playoff game like that, and maybe you even make it to a Super Bowl. I don't think that Washington will, but then what do you do? So that's why I don't understand what the plan is in Washington. Like, and we're talking about Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's in what season and with what team?
Nine teams, 17 years, yeah.
So Bryson DeChambeau will be partnering with Aaron Rodgers to take on Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady in the next edition of the match. Fellow golfer Brooks Koepka is not a fan of DeChambeau.
Yeah.
And when this matchup was announced, Brooks tweeted, "Sorry, bro," to Aaron Rodgers, to which Bryson responded, "It's nice to be living rent-free in your head." Bryson also responded to one of the memes Brady posted yesterday about the match. He wrote, "Tom Brady, once Aaron Rodgers and I take you and Phil Mickelson, you will feel just as deflated as those balls were in the AFC Championship game."
Oh, brutal.
But should have just stuck with the response to Brooks.
Well, Bryson is people like this are very successful in America. He's very aggressive.
Yeah.
Bryson's a very aggressive person. And by the way, Dana White's aggressiveness is why the UFC crushed during the pandemic. Like, aggressive people win. And Bryson is very aggressive, and he's got about 30 different sponsors, and he is divisive and polarizing. But I will say that, and I'm not a Bryson DeChambeau fan, but I will say this: he adds a lot of eyeballs to golf. He brings juice to the table.
I just love this Brooks Koepka Bryson DeChambeau beef. It's so funny. But you're right. It does bring a little juice to it. People are going to watch to see how they interact. People are going to watch to see what happens. And that's what it's about. I mean, it's not boxing. It's not UFC. You're not selling a fight. But there is something too. There's something to your point earlier. There's something relatable to not liking somebody to the point where you can't stand being around them. And then you have to compete against them. It's a little more edgy than golf usually has going on. And it's fun, if nothing else. But I'm looking forward to watching the match. The match last year was great for all of us.
When is this match, Joy?
When is it?
It's called The Match.
The Match.
Is it in July? Probably in July, because Tom wouldn't play it in August. It's got to be it's either June or July. I would guess it's July 6th. Oh, right after 4th of July. So that's 4th of July on like a Friday or something this year? Was it a big Sunday TV event?
I love that they incorporated so many different views and like behind the scenes stuff in the match the first time. Like the golf cart camera. Do you remember that?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
And it was rainy, by the way.
Yes. Yeah. So hopefully they bring all that stuff back as well.
4th of July is Tuesday, isn't it?
Sunday.
It's Sunday. So Tuesday will be the big, all right. Very exciting. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Live.
Okay,
news.
There's some NFL stuff percolating. Don't be shocked here. That June 1st day, remember that. Teams can save a lot of money trading somebody after June 1st. We're getting late May here. There's going to be some NFL trades being made here in the next week. We're gonna play Deal or No Deal next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Marion, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Marion. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, the Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. All right, potential trade stuff. I'd keep your eyes out. Last week when Aaron, or this week, did not show up for OTAs in Green Bay, it according to my sources, sent some waves around the NFL. You may want to get on the phone with Green Bay right now, because not only was Aaron out, the top five Packer receivers were out. That feels orchestrated, and now it's Aaron against the Packers. Mark Murphy came out and made sure a story leaked that said, I'm not firing our GM, Brian Gutekunst. So both sides are playing the media. They're both entrenched, invested in their side. They're not budging. So what does that say? It says people get on the phone and call Green Bay. Mark Murphy's telling everybody in the NFL, we're not budging. Aaron doesn't show up. He's telling everybody, I'm not budging. What that does, elicits phone calls. So now, remember, June 1st is a very big day in the NFL. You can save money trading people before or after June 1st. So here we go. Deal, Joy, or no deal?
Falcons wide receiver Julio Jones, deal or no deal?
Deal. He will be traded. First of all, he's 32, comes off an injury-plagued season. He does not want to return to the Falcons. They'll save $15 million, will Atlanta, trading Julio after June 1st. And here's Atlanta's problem. They're in a rebuild. And between Matt Ryan and Julio Jones, that gobbles up a huge part of their salary cap. And they just can't. When you're rebuilding, you don't want to have a log jam. And so Matt Ryan makes a lot of money. He's your quarterback. And you didn't draft a quarterback, so you're going to pay him money. Well, you also have a bunch of good receivers on that team, young receivers, so he's more expendable. And I also think Julio is the kind of player to a good football team like Green Bay that you don't need him to play 17 games. You could have him play 12. Will he be impactful in big games? So I think he fits elite teams right now better than he does rebuilding Atlanta.
Broncos quarterback Drew Locke, deal or no deal?
No deal. I'm not sure who would want him. He had the lowest completion percentage in the NFL last year and the lowest passer rating of all the quarterbacks that started at least 13 games. I don't think there's a market for him. And the Broncos also traded for Teddy Bridgewater, meaning they think they're good enough to win games if they can just not turn the ball over at quarterback. So for the time being, they got Teddy Bridgewater. You know, and I think Bridgewater and Drew Lock are exact opposites.
Yeah.
One's really mature, but a limited arm. The other guy lacks maturity, has a huge arm. So I you know, they're just kind of a mess at quarterback. I don't think there's a market for Drew Lock.
Eagles tight end Zach Ertz.
Deal. So he's not real expensive. He's $8.5 million. He's last year in Philadelphia. So Philadelphia said, go ahead and look. He did not show up in OTAs. So he's not going to be an Eagle. And here's the thing. He's productive. Enjoy. It's not that expensive. So this is the final year of his contract. It's $8.5 million. So again, you look around the NFL. He's a veteran. He gets open. He's reliable. He's only 30 years old. You know, he's not 35, 36. I think he's got 2 to 3 solid years left. And Philadelphia, again, is a rebuilding team. And so they're not going to pay for a tight end. They've got a lot of needs on this team at wide receiver. They're not going to pay big money for a tight end. So I think he's going to get moved before the season. And I think somebody's going to find themselves a really nice tight end.
Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
No deal. Packers own him. Packers aren't ready to play Jordan Love. So why should they trade him? And I think the Packers believe Aaron will fold. Aaron does not want to be hated. Aaron will start losing money. Aaron is losing support from the fans. Aaron may lose a little support from the media. And I think the Packers are playing chicken. We're not folding. We think you will. I don't think he gets moved.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love, deal or no deal?
No deal. So, again, I don't know how you would move him. I mean, listen, you moved up to draft him. You got to give him at least a shot on the field. Even Paxton Lynch got to start a few games. Josh Rosen got to start a few games. You got to give him some starts, don't you?
Well, I mean, after all this fuss.
He's 22. You got to give him a start or two. So I don't know how you move up and then you'd move off him. Also, it would be signaling that Aaron Rodgers won. And I think it's gotten so petty they won't do that.
Patriots cornerback Stephon Gilmore.
Now, this feels like a deal to me because he was the 99th ranked corner last year. He's past his prime. Still a guy that I think could be a good service to a team that needs – I mean, everybody needs a good corner, right? The reality with him is final year of his contract, played only 11 games last year. That's the kind of player New England moves off of. And he's pretty expensive, so if they move off him, wouldn't it be ideal to go get Julio Jones? Because the Patriots do not have a number one receiver currently. What they do have is a bunch of young corners they like.
Odell Beckham Jr.
Well, I would have traded him years ago. I'm going to say no deal for this reason. I believe Cleveland believes they're a Super Bowl team.
Yeah.
And yes, he gets hurt a lot. He's missed 25 games in the last 4 years due to injury. But at this point, Jarvis Landry is dependable. Austin Hooper's dependable. Nick Chubb is dependable. The O-line's dependable. And Baker Mayfield doesn't get hurt and miss games. So the feeling, if I believe Cleveland's saying to themselves, it doesn't matter if Odell plays 17 games. Can Odell be ready in big games late in the year? You know, it's he's better than Percy Harvin and more reliable, but it's a little Percy Harvin with the Seahawks. When the Seahawks thought they were a Super Bowl team, they went out and got Percy Harvin. They didn't care if he played all 17 games. Can you be great in big games? And I just think Cleveland sees themselves as a Super Bowl team. Why wouldn't you want Odell Beckham available? If you're playing Baltimore late, you're going to Lambeau late in the year. So I think they're going to stick with him. I would have moved him. I don't think Baker's better with him, but maybe better. Maybe now in this offense with Stefanski, Baker and Odell are better together.
Jimmy Garoppolo, 49ers quarterback.
This is the tough one. So I'm going to guess no deal. Because my theory on this is you just play Garoppolo. So since Garoppolo has been there, he's 24-9. The Niners win 3.5 games for everyone they lose. And it's the toughest division in football. And I don't think you can play 20-year-old Trey Lance in the toughest division in football yet. Even if he's physically ready. I mean, Tua told you. I don't know the playbook yet. I think it's asking a lot to throw a quarterback, even in a quarterback-friendly offense like San Francisco, into the NFC West. I think that's just way too much too fast. So my takeaway has always been, and John Lynch was on this show, And he kind of confirmed it, which is just play Garoppolo. We win when we have him. We got to the Super Bowl when he was upright, so just play him. And if he gets hurt, play Lance. If not, and also, you know, you could get greedy on this and say, listen, we're 3-0, we're 4-0. Let's trade him at the trade deadline and play Trey Lance. In the NFL, Kyle Shanahan has a losing record. In the NFL, you get off to a 4-0 or a 5-0 start, and San Francisco could. You don't screw around with it. You don't make a big change in the locker room because a lot of dudes went to the Super Bowl with Garoppolo, and he's their guy.
Plus, if Jimmy is able to stay healthy, he already knows he's auditioning for the rest of the league.
That's
so
right.
He's going to play the best that he can. Like they told him they were taking Trey Lance. They took Trey Lance, so he knows his time there is essentially over. So he's going to play his best football this year.
Yeah, Garoppolo is really interesting. Because he just has enough injuries that his market will shrink to nothing if he has another semi-serious injury. You know, I've said that before. If KD had another serious injury, it's just not the same player. Like, we don't view him the same. You know, Aaron Rodgers had two collarbone injuries. If Aaron tore an ACL, I mean, I even look at LeBron differently now with a couple injuries, and LeBron was the iron horse. He was the iron man. He never got hurt. But I look at LeBron right now, and I'm like, you can tell the way LeBron's playing. He's very measured offensively. You can see he's picking his spots. LeBron's telling you, like, I'm not going to give you 42 minutes on these legs. I can't do it this year in a condensed schedule. So, you know, it's unfortunate, but Garoppolo and Kevin Durant and Aaron Rodgers are obviously very good players, but you do get to a point in your career after injuries.
Well, I think Jimmy's on another level.
Yeah, he's like, not that.
Yeah.
M-Drive, check it out. Use it every morning. Get lean, get strong. MDriveForMen.com, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Lakers-Suns tonight. Congrats to the Knicks. Who else do we have tonight besides Lakers-Suns?
Heat-Bucks first, and then Lakers-Suns, and then Blazers.
Blazers-Nuggets. And that goes to Portland now.
Blazers, Nuggets, yeah.
Yeah, that feels like seven to me. That feels like...
Yeah, that's going to be a long series.
Yeah, I mean, Denver cannot stop Dame, and Jokic, after a bad first game, played really well in game number two. So the NBA playoffs are giving us everything we want, and we will be back tomorrow. Speak for Yourself is around the corner. Show flew today. That's a good show. Ryan, Joy, see you tomorrow. It's The Herd in L.A.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.